BTV News. BTV with news update broadcast on FM radio frequency 97.99 MHz from Bình Định Radio Television Station. BTV News. BTV with news update broadcast on FM radio frequency 97.99 MHz from Bình Định Radio Television Station. Good evening, everyone, and you're listening to BTV News. On the afternoon of June the 2nd in Pleiku City, the standing committees of the party committees of Bình Định and Gia Lai Province convened a meeting to discuss personnel arrangements in line with conclusion number 150 issued by the Politburo. During the meeting were Mr. Ho Quốc-dũng, member of the Party Central Committee, Secretary of the Bình Định Provincial Party Committee, and Chairman of the Bình Định People's Council, Mr. Ho Văn Ninh, member of the Party Central Committee, Secretary of Gia Lai Provincial Party Committee, and Chairman of the Gia Lai People's Council, Mr. Phan Thanh An, Deputy Head of the Party Central Committee's Organization Commission, and Mr. Nguyễn Minh Quang, Deputy Head of the Party Central Committee's Inspection Commission. During the session, delegates declared and contributed opinion on the initial personnel plan, the first phase for the Provincial Party Committees, Standing Committees, and Inspection Commission of Poor Provinces. They also deliberated on the proposed assessments of party committee members and standing committee members to leadership roles within various agencies and units for the 2025 to 2030 terms, following the planned merger of Bình Định and Gia Lai provinces. On the occasion of Vietnam's Elderly Day, June the 6th, Vice Chair of Bình Định Provincial People's Council Huỳnh Thúy Vân visited and extended birthday greetings to 90 and 100-year-old residents in Hải Cảng Ward, Quy Nhơn City, on the morning of June the 3rd. During the visit, Ms. Vân inquired after the seniors' health and wished them longevity and happiness. She praised them as strong pillars of their families and exemplary role models for younger generations. She also encouraged them to continue promoting the values of experience and moral integrity, guiding their descendants in preserving cultural traditions and contributing to the community's development. The Bình Định Provincial People's Committee has officially recognized THC Bình Định Real Estate Trust Stock Company as the winning bidder for the land use rights for project site number 2 within the Nhân Lý Cát Tiến Coastal Tourism Area with a successful bid of nearly 225 billion VND. Project site number 2 covers an average of over 28.3 hectares in Cát Chánh Commune Phu Cát District within the Nhân Hội Economic Zone. The land is designated for the development of a tourism complex in line with the approved master plan. Under the terms of the award, the state will lease the land to the investor with a one-time upfront payment covering the entire lease period. The land use term is set at 15 years from the date of the official land lease decision issued by competent authorities. The project's implementation timeline must not exceed 16 months, 5 years from the date of the land lease decision, with a maximum of 12 months allocated for completing investment preparation procedures. As of now, Hoài Nhân Town has disbursed more than 28 billion đồng to support 700 families, including policy beneficiaries, revolution contributors, and relatives of fallen soldiers, in building or repairing their homes. Among them, over 230 households built new houses, while more than 470 carried out renovations. Under the Prime Minister Decision No. 21 on Housing Support for Revolution Contributors and Families of Martyrs during the 2023-2025 period, Huanyang authorities have reviewed and guided 890 households through the construction and renovation process in 2025. To date, 100% of eligible households have commenced construction, with 790 homes already completed and inspected by local authorities for financial disbursement. And that's the end of the show. We hope you enjoyed the news. See you next time and goodbye for now.